Hello, good evening, and welcome to your brand new radio station, Bellrig FM. It's 6 p.m. on Friday, the 19th of January, 1996. This is Bellrig FM, starting officially with the Rolling Stones and Brown Sugar, just as Radio Bellrig launched with in 1971. Don't know what Mick Jagger would think about that. This is Cameron Patterson, and coming up over the next hour, you're going to hear about some of the things we've got to offer, all term, every term, on Bellrig FM 87.7.
Please, please, I always wanted you to get into space.
Radio Bellrig has always been pioneering. It's the second oldest independent radio station in the country, and now Bellrig FM is the first student radio station to broadcast permanently on FM. Twice before, we've broadcast for month-long periods on 87.7, and these have proved immensely popular with students on the campus. Something else that was popular, this time with the presenters during the first FM period, was Blur, Girls and Boys, to such an extent that the record was removed from the playlists and hidden from them.
Available. boys, who like boys, who big girls, who dick boys, like their girls, who dick girls, like their boys. Always should be someone you really love. Girls who are boys, who like boys, who big girls, who dick boys, like their girls, who dick girls, like their boys. Always should be someone.
So how and why is Balearic FM here? Well, it's partly due to the new Radio Authority regulations, but it's mainly due to the efforts of station volunteers proving twice in the past that we can provide such a quality service. Repeated lobbying of the Radio Authority earlier on this year has enabled the Balearic FM case to be specially reviewed. And here we are on 87.7, broadcasting to the campus of Lancaster University. After successfully applying for the license, the work really began to get the equipment and to get the station on air. Some people I particularly want to thank are Peter Lawson and all at the Buildings and Estates Department, who have done a great job in getting the area on the roof. John Corliss, who've run our cables under the spine, through the maths department and to the transmitter in the library. Steve Marple for all his help and all his talents with the desoldering iron, which I'd rather not go into at the moment. And also to Ian Martin, who's proved absolutely invaluable yet again.
Broadcasting from Lancaster University, Bailrig 87.7 FM.
This record goes out to you all because you got me out of it.
Uh-oh.
Broadcasting live from Fylde College, this is Bailrig FM 87.7. Let's tell you a little bit about how we work. The Bailrig studios are based in Fylde College and the signals are sent by cable under the spine to the library. Here our transmitter takes your signals from the cable and transmits them on 87.7 FM. The transmitter's in the library to make sure that the reception is evenly distributed around campus. So, if you're having any trouble in picking us up, give us a ring right now on extension 3902 and we'll do our best to sort it for you.
It was a good solution, hanging with the rain.
on to the other side, giving us a yo-yo. Things are getting kind of gross, and I go at sleepy time. This is not really, this is not really happening. You bet your life it is. You bet your life it is. Would just peel out the white way. She knows what's going on. Seems we got a cheaper feel now. All the sweet tears are gone. Gone to the other side with my hands I could be here. Must have paid her a nice price. She's putting on a string big love. This is not really, this is not really happening. You bet your life it is. You bet your life it is. Honey, you bet your life. It's a peel out the watchword. Just out the white way. Never was a cornflake girl. Thought it was a good solution.
So, could anybody actually make out what Tori Amos is saying here? A surprise for you if you can. That's Tori Amos with Cornflake Girl. And speaking of cornflakes, let's give you a rundown of daytime programmes on 87.7 Belrig FM, which start at breakfast at 10 a.m. because for us it doesn't happen too early on in the day. We've got lunch between 12 and 2, and in the afternoon we've got music to keep your feet tapping up until 4. From 4 until 6 we serve you up with tea and a feature that changes from day to day. These include the music review show, news quiz and campus news programme. Following this feature at 6:30 to 9:30, we feature specialist music such as rap, indie, rock, and music for airports. 9:30 until 11 is a show where you can expect to find humour, good music, and the occasional American. Every night between 11 and 1 is the request show, which I believe Andy tells you about now.
If you have a song that you'd like Bellrig FM to play for you, you can call us any day between 11pm and 1am. Now, assuming we don't tell you to sod off, they're the hours of our request show and we will play your song for you. Any day between 11pm and 1am. On the request show, between 11pm and 1am every day. Let me just emphasise this 11pm to 1am everyday request show thing. We'll play Blur, Oasis, Pulp, The Beatles, or even Ali Jones on 87.7 Bellrig FM between 11pm and 1am on the request show.
You can try...
Actually, maybe we wouldn't play
Andy,
Ali Jones.
Shut up.
But we'd play the rest
Andy,
of them for you.
Andy, finish. Try the instant jukebox tonight. Coming up next, I'll tell you about weekends on Bellrig FM. Seems we've got pretty inept phone operators today. Somebody did actually phone up and tell us what the Tori Amos lyrics were, but they cut you off. Inept or what? Give us a ring back, you've got yourself a prize. We've also had a phone call for a request for the request show tonight. We'll want Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, and that'll be the first request on the request show tonight at 11 o'clock. That's from Blee Floor in Pendle. Thank you very much. Remember, you can always give us a ring, extension 3902 tonight. So let's tell you about weekends, which start with a late breakfast at 10am, but go on until 1 o'clock when lunch is dished up from Anthony's Hot Plate. The afternoon programme guides you into the specialist slots until 9:30 at night. And from 11pm until 1am, it's again our popular request show. And speaking of requests, here's a popular one. This is from Oasis. Managed to get Ryan back on the phone. Hello, Ryan. Where are you? You're going to tell us about Cornflake Girl, I believe.
Yeah. Cox, my mate, told me these lyrics.
Yeah, what are they? Come on, go ahead.
I reckon it's... Where did you put the keys, girl?
I reckon there's a brown cow in there. Are you sure about that?
A brown cow, you say?
Brown cow, where'd you put your keys down? But maybe I'm not right. Have you seen the new album cover, by the way?
No, what's it like?
Inside the album, they've got a picture of Tori Amos, obviously based in a barn somewhere. They've got this pig suckling on her breast. Anyway, for phoning in and telling us, at least part of the lyrics or what you can make them out, you've won yourself a crate of Snapple. That's 12 bottles.
Nice one.
Pop down at the station sometime later on tonight. We're in Fylde College.
All right.
And we'll give you them. But brilliant. I'm gonna talk about Radio Bellrig's history now. So thanks for calling in, Ryan.
Yeah, see you later.
See you. Cheers, mate. Bye. Okay, this year, Radio Bellrig will be celebrating its 25th anniversary, and we'll be organising a celebration to mark its passing. So if you look out for further details on this station, and indeed around campus, we'll tell you all about it. However, for its 10th birthday on Medium Wave, Radio Bellrig staff decided to visit the BBC down in Birmingham, the old Pebble Mill Studios, and they had a few stories to recount.
On 963, this is you, Arby.
And some very poor jingles.
You're listening to University Radio Bellrig, and this programme is coming sort of semi-comatose, but nearly live from deep down in the BBC studios of Pebble Mill, the Archer's studio, which recently celebrated its 30th anniversary, and URB recently celebrating its 10th. And the only connection that I can find between the two is there's a lot of bull in the Archer's, and have you listened to University Radio Bellrig recently? Well, how on earth did the Home Office allow this to happen? Because they're very strict. How did you actually get the first licence?
Well, Steve Harvey took a decision to actually start putting out full-scale programming, while we still continued to say there were test transmissions. But we did this for about a year, and then the Home Office found out and they didn't like it.
I'm not surprised.
And in fact, Princess Alexandra, our Chancellor, actually made an opening speech, and I don't think she knows to this day that she actually opened the radio station semi-illegally, I suppose.
Disgusting. So how do these programmes actually get into your little transistor?
There are aerials in each of the colleges which provide only a very limited range, and these aerials are simply a loop of wire And in that way, we're able to restrict the signal to the campus and meet the Home Office conditions.
Yeah. In fact, it is possible for these aerials, if they have a fault condition, they can behave like a sort of rather crude long-wire aerial, and they will then radiate a signal beyond the campus. This is a problem that often has arisen on campus.
I heard there was a tale, was it Kent? Supposed to have been picked up somewhere in Newfoundland.
That would, in fact, be, from my knowledge of propagation, it would be theoretically possible,
My knowledge of propagation stops with mustard and cress seeds, I think.
Well, I remember a time at Lancaster when there was some guy who was driving out of university back to his digs in Morecambe, and he had URB on his car radio. Usually it faded out when he went out of the campus confines, but on this particular afternoon it stayed with him, and he drove right out to Heysham. And he was still listening to URB, and he phoned up from a call box there for a request on URB, saying he was talking from Heysham.
Well, it wasn't even quite so long ago that we were heard in Manchester. It was within my time, and I've only been there a year and a half.
And you did impress on us all that you were very young.
Yes, I am very young. And, we put that right fairly soon, of course.
Yes, you frequently get jokers phoning up from London and Birmingham saying, can I have a request? I'm speaking here from Birmingham. Can I have a request? You're coming in loud and clear on the radio. So it frightens everyone.
I think the one point is probably just worth making clear, because it's one of the things which people always ask is, you know, why can't we broadcast it in FM stereo? And the loop principle works very well in medium wave, but it completely breaks down in FM. And that's the simple reason why URB can't go in FM stereo.
Well, now the regulations have changed, and Bellrig is indeed on FM.
Time.
UK's first all-FM student radio station, Bailrig 87.7.
All of the people who've worked for Radio Bailrig over its last 25 years have been volunteers. Anyone at Lancaster can get involved with us, so if you fancy spinning some discs on the radio or at a live event, then get in contact. Likewise, if you're interested in advertising, marketing, music or journalism, then get down here. We can be a lot of fun and bring you some practical experience. We're based in Fylde College, so pop down anytime, just opposite the Porter's Lodge, or you can always give us a ring on extension 3902. Love Sam! Bailrig FM is in a unique position. It's able to report on and respond to campus events almost instantly. Last year's sabbatical elections for the Students' Union were broadcast live, and we were able to cover the defeat of Emily Lomax and the success of Liz Matthews. And we were the first with the sensational resignation of Dave Boyle. Here's a taster.
Quota is now 663. Totals are Wright, 412. Lomax, 394. Matthews, 518. Spoilt, 194. Total, 1518. Reallocate Lomax.
And the final result.
Totals. Wright, 500. Matthews, 612. Matthews is elected.
And for General Secretary.
The final out of totals, the quota is 693. Ron, 110. Joanne Walker, 500. Dave Boyle, 774. Boyle, 134. And the total is 1,518. I therefore declare Dave Boyle duly elected.
Dave Boyle won General Secretary in the first ballot. He won it on the first vote. Now, Dave Boyle has decided he's given a resignation letter to former Grill President of the SU, currently. Why have you resigned as General Secretary?
Basically, I resigned because the grounds on which I stood...
Which were?
One of the grounds on which I stood was... I was very hesitant about whether I would stand last week.
Yeah.
When the nomination boards were up in the Student Union. And one of the... I had a few people saying to me, it's not right that somebody has a clear run at it. It's not right that somebody goes against reopen nominations. There should be some competition. There should be other people putting the posters out. So one of the reasons why I actually stood was not because I wanted to do it so much. It was because other people were standing and people didn't want that, want somebody to go unopposed. I don't think I've cheated them, because if I cheated, the biggest way I could cheat them was doing something I didn't want to do. On the one hand, one reason I stood was because it was something I'd fancied for a bit of time. On the other hand, it wasn't so great that I wanted to do it. But some people wanted me to stand because they didn't want it to be a one-horse race. They wanted a two-horse race. If I wanted to throw it back in the face, the best thing I could have done was take £7,000 off the student union and basically sit on my backside in the union building and do absolutely sweet FA.
Belrig FM will, of course, be covering the SU elections in 1996. But jumping ahead to the future, here's Prince with 1999. Radio Belrig, 87.7. On your FM dial, permanently. FM has been made possible in 1996 by the financial assistance of the Students Union and the University. Particular thanks go here to John Hunter, Ernest Phillips, Stephen Lamley, Peter Elliott, Michael Gardner. Thanks also go to Christine Manley, who's at the Radio Authority, for all her help on getting 87.7 FM, Belrig FM on the air. This is Jamiroquai, Emergency on Planet Earth, the first record ever to be played on Belrig FM. That was 2 years ago now.
Amen.
that's about it from me. I hope you've enjoyed the last hour or so's introduction to Bellrig FM. Coming up, we have Louis Barr, followed at 9 o'clock by Roger Miles. At 11 o'clock, we, of course, have got our request show, where you can choose all the music to get played on Bellrig FM. So get ready to dial extension 3902, and we'll stick your record on the radio. Just a last chance for me to say thanks to all the crew who've made this possible, and good luck to all the presenters on this permanent frequency, 87.7 FM. Well, I'm off for a tipple now. I hope Bellrig FM sounds good to you, and you enjoy what we broadcast on 87.7 from today and into the future.
FM student radio station, Bellrig 87.7.
The 7 o'clock news, this is Nikki Harvey. Kevin and Ian Maxwell have been cleared of fraud charges. An Old Bailey jury found them not guilty of plundering pension funds after the death of their father, Robert Maxwell. As the jurors left the court, Kevin shook each one by the hand and from the steps of the court delivered a public vote of thanks.
I wish to pay tribute to the care and attention which the jury devoted to their task, which the judge himself acknowledged in his summing up. I want to express my gratitude to my team of lawyers and to my family and friends who have loyally stood by me for 4 years.
The result of the Maxwell case is seen as a damning blow for the Serious Fraud Office, which already has a series of high-profile court failures to its name. But its boss, George Staples, says it simply carried out its intended role.
We've had a thorough investigation. We've brought a prosecution which had to be brought, and the case has gone to the jury. The jury has now reached its verdict. That is how the system is intended to work.
The ferry hijack in the Black Sea is over. The four pro-Chechen gunmen have surrendered to the Turks and the ordeal has ended for more than 200 people held hostage. Turkish Prime Minister Tanzu Çiller denies a deal was done with the hijackers.
There was no bargaining, only a very decisive attitude. We were we were very strict about our decision as to the fact that they could not enter Istanbul.
A couple who successfully sued Lloyds Bank for giving them bad advice have lost the counterclaim the bank brought against them. Julia Verity and Richard Spindler now owe the bank £26,000, plus legal costs of £250,000. Cricket and England seem to have snatched defeat from the jaws of victory yet again in the sixth one-day international against South Africa. Chasing a victory total of just 130, they were 94 for 7 in the 36th over. Independent Radio News.
Hey, Dave, I reckon that newsreader fancies you.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon you're in there.
Missed me chance, though, now.
Well, she's back in an hour. Hey, do you know that Cameron McIntosh bloke who runs this station?
Yeah.
Do you want to see him cry?
How?
You heard, the governor's back in town. Let's show these shandy drinkers how it's done. My name's Louis Bath, and we've got Good British Values. It's 2 minutes after seven. This is Bellrig FM, and this is Elton John.
In England.
Right, and don't ask me any more questions, man, because I can't think properly since I gave up drugs.
In England, like a blue cartina, by the Yankee summer, had a way about her. You had a scent for the scandal, where I hit my middle finger. I had 40 in the pain and nothing to claim to. You're buried to the last. You can still.